The live export of animals is shaping up as a seriously divisive national issue, with politicians, farmers and animal activists all weighing in over the past weeks. It's an issue that people feel very passionate about, and it was that level of passion that got 600 people out into the streets in Adelaide yesterday, calling for a ban on live exports. The Wire's Matt Welch was there.
These are the chants for the voiceless, and they want a full ban on live animal exporting. 600 plus protesters claimed the steps of Adelaide's Parliament House yesterday, showing their support for a full live ban on exporting in Australia. I asked longtime activist Daniel Saludis why should live animal export be banned, and fellow activist Luke Weber what he hoped this protest would prove.
Well, it's Australia's shame, really. I mean, it's been going on for so long. We've gotten so much leverage now over the years from just people in general and people conforming towards ending cruelty and being a voice for the voiceless. It's finally exposed for what it really is. It always has been, but now we just have such a strong voice of this abhorrent cruelty, and it just needs to end.
Obviously, we hope it bans live exports, but I also hope that it actually lights a few sparks for people to think more about animal cruelty and not just the live export trade. Obviously, my kind of take on it is complete abolition of animal cruelty, which includes slaughter of all animals, but I really think things like this are what helps get people on board and starts helping people think more about how we treat animals.
I then asked Amy Weir, spokesperson for Adelaide Against Live Export, what she hoped today's protest proved and her thoughts on live animal exporting.
I hope today proved that this is an issue for the common person. This is now a household issue. It's not for the left or for the Greens or for the vegans. It's something that's affecting all of Australia, and that politicians and union are coming together, and that this is not an issue that's going to go away anytime soon. It is absolutely unnecessary. It's barbaric, it's cruel, it operates in secrecy, and it basically is a drawn-out, torturous death for animals. It's unethical.
With Malcolm Turnbull labelling Bill Shorten reckless after the Labor leader pledged to ban live sheep exporting, regardless of the findings of an expert review, and an election coming into view, we could see a ban on live animal export sooner than some may think.
Matt Welch covering yesterday's anti-live export street march in Adelaide.